Hey, 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 what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner's Circle with Ray Diggs. I got a great, great segment for you all. I want to talk about the New England Patriots, man, my squad. As you know, they just lost the game today, 22-18 to the Cincinnati Bengals. So we're going to break down. We're going to talk about what happened in this game, how the Patriots even was this close to winning the game, and what's next for the Bill Belichick staff and Mac Jones at quarterback for the New England Patriots. Hey, man, make sure you all hit the like, subscribe button as well. And thank you all again for all the great, great, great support in 2022. I can tell you this right here, 2023, it's going to be even better. I promise y'all. I'm about to take this thing to the next level in the winner's circle. But hey, let's go ahead and jump into it. As I just said, the Cincinnati Bengals defeated the New England Patriots 22-18 for the Cincinnati Bengals to move to 11-4 in another step to clinching the division. Wow, the New England Patriots, the Buffalo Bills early in the day clinched the division. So the New England Patriots just trying to make the playoffs, in which I don't think they will, because they're right now they're 7-8. And there's a lot of games this season that they could have won. But because of Bill Belichick and the offensive staff, this team right here just have not performed this season. In this game right here, the Patriots went down 22-6. It was down 22-0 until Marcus Jones returned a 69-yard interception return. Man, this young rookie right here can ball, man. This dude is a gamer. He's a baller. You know what I'm saying? And he's a young rookie. This is something for the Patriots to actually look at and say that this kid right here can play offense and defense. And it's a beginning, you know, because I think that the New England Patriots, they got players. It's just the offensive staff is just so bad to where it's hard to overcome. And then you had Kendrick Bourne finally get loose. And then Jacoby Myers finally get a touchdown to pull it to 22-18. I can't even bash Mac Jones, man. Mac Jones this game right here. Let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals, man, and what they showed. Cincinnati Bengals, man, hey, Joe Burrow is pretty much smoking again. Even though he threw two uncharacteristic picks, but he also had 375 yards passing with three touchdowns. Joe Mixon gave in 16 carries for 65 yards. And, you know, the receiving core, it was T. Higgins today. It was Trenton Irwin. You know, it was these guys. And that's why I say the Cincinnati Bengals got a thrash of receivers on this team. T. Higgins had 8 catches for 128 yards. Jamar Chase, 8 catches, 79 yards. Not like his normal game, but, you know, he pretty much did what he normally do. Joe Mixon had 7 for 43. And like I said, this team right here pretty much had a hell of a game. Even though Jamar Chase had one fumble, you know, lost it. But New England had, you know, a fumble where they lost as well, you know. And it was more for New England side is, what is this team going to do? You know, one game they might come out there and they might run the ball. This game right here, they came out and they threw it 33 times. Mac Jones had a pretty good game, you know, he was 21 for 33, 240 yards and two touchdowns. He was also sacked four times. Ramondre Stevens, man, listen, I like Ramondre Stevens. I think he's a hell of a young player, but the fumbles is what's going to really, really get him. If he doesn't stop the fumbling, I can already tell you that he probably won't be playing for the New England Patriots. It's just the way it is, man. But, you know, looking at this team right here, when we look at the offense, you know, Kendrick Bourne, a lot of people ask Bill Belichick, why have Kendrick Bourne been playing? And he really couldn't give you an answer. Kendrick Bourne is a player. He's a good player. You know, tonight he had 6 catches for 100 yards. Jacoby Myers had 6 catches for 83 yards, and everybody else pretty much did nothing. Where's Hunter Henry? You know, where's Jonnu Smith? These right here was the two acquisitions that the Patriots got last year in the free agency that pretty much hasn't done anything this year. And when we talk about Jonnu Smith, let's talk about what he did all season as one of the best tight ends. You know, this guy right here supposedly had, you know, he's supposed to have been the guy. This guy right here have 24 catches for 200 yards in a whole season. You know, yeah, he's still young, still 27 years old. But when it comes down to it, why is the New England Patriots paying these guys all this money and they can't even perform on the field? And that's Bill Belichick, you know? And on the defensive side, Marcus Jones had 14 tackles, you know? And like I said, this team right here, you know, Matthew Judon had another sack. You know, you had Uche, he had him another sack. New England got the players, you know? But when it comes down to it, the defense, if you hold Cincinnati to 22 points, I think you could win the game. And they're at the 5-yard line, first and goal. You know, Ramondre Stevens fumbles. Was that the right play call? Maybe he should just stop running, just fall down and stop trying to get more yards. You know, then you got the coaching staff. I don't know what they want to do. I don't know if they want to throw it. You know, what are they doing? They're trying to bring Matt Jones along like they did Tom Brady, and I don't think it's possible. You know, in today's game, you got to have a quarterback that's going to come out there and automatically throw that thing. You know, you can't have a quarterback that actually just come out and think that you're going to run it 40 times and Tom Brady, you know, how Brady was, you know, before he became Tom Brady, throw it maybe 15, 20 times and still win a game and win a Super Bowl. No. Now, you got the young guns like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and quarterbacks like that and Joe Barrow that you're going to have to most likely get out there and throw for about 300 yards because you're going to have to go head-to-head with them. And I don't think that they're allowing Mac Jones to grow to where he could go head-to-head with him. Hell, I don't know how good Mac Jones is, to be real with you, because Bill Belichick really ain't allowing us to really – he's not allowing him to progress and get better. Like, you put Matt Patricia in charge of Mac Jones as a defensive coordinator. This dude was a defensive coach. You put him in charge of the offense, and you expect for this man to get better. I think that's on the part of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick need to be held accountable, and I think that's something that Robert Kraft need to do. It's called Bill Belichick into his office and basically talk to him, explain to him. He needs to understand, like, if you're going to spend my money, $200 million in one offseason, I need to see some results. You gave Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith all this money, and what have they given you the last two seasons? Hell, I don't even know if Hunter Henry even played, because I don't see him nowhere on the statistics. So I'm guessing that he didn't even play in the game. So with that being said, and then you got Marcus Jones. This little kid can play, man. Like, he's a baller. But how do you know how good he is if you're not even letting him play on offense, you know? Like, you know, like, and I'm just sitting back looking, man. Like, allow Mac Jones to rile back and throw the ball. Like, allow him to rile back and throw it. You know, you just sitting there, you want to win games by running. But I'm going to tell you something, in the NFL today, you're not going to win no Super Bowl by running the ball. Yeah, you need running, but you're going to have to throw that thing. You're going to have to throw that thing around that field, and that's the only way you're going to most likely win a Super Bowl or even get to the playoffs. So Bill Belichick got to come into the 21st century and figure out what do he really want, because I can tell you Robert Kraft is probably getting fed up with him. I'm not saying he's going to fire Bill Belichick, but I think he needs to sit him down and have a talk with him, because what he's doing now is really uncharacteristic. And if you think about it, you put a quarterback, you put a guy in charge of your team, where you put a guy in charge of an offense that's never called offensive plays. That's an ideal. That's most likely that's disaster right there at your doorstep. So as you heard, like I said before, the New England Patriots lost again 22-18 to the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals moved to 11-4 while the Patriots go to 7-8 as they get ready for their next game. The Cincinnati Bengals will play against Buffalo. That's going to be a battle, a showdown. Wow. The New England Patriots will be at home next week against the Miami Dolphins. Most likely that's going to be another loss. And then they'll end it off with at Buffalo, which is definitely going to most likely be a loss. So this team right here, man, I just think their winning is over with for the season. I think they're going to finish at 7-10 and most likely miss the playoffs. Bill Belichick, it's time for you to take a look in the mirror. You scared off Tom Brady. You wanted Tom Brady gone, knowing that he had good years left, because you was too selfish. You thinking about yourself in that decision, thinking that it was over with for Tom Brady when all you needed to do was put weapons around him. So with that being said, the New England Patriots fall to 7-8, while the Cincinnati Bengals go to 11-4. Patriots lose again to the Cincinnati Bengals in a pivotal game that they needed to win. Hey, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with Ray Diggs. Hey, peace, and have a blessed, blessed night. Peace. Merry Christmas.